By Douglas Willis this time. He's going to take it on the right side. Goes up to the 30, now the 40, the 50, to the 40 of the Union County side, and finally taking him down at the 40-yard line as he's knocked out of bounds at about the 38.
And that's what Coach McKeel's looking for out of Douglas Willis, a 35-yard return there for Douglas as he had one man to beat, couldn't shake him, and he got tackled at the Union County 39. Going to be about the 38-yard line. That's where we'll start this drive.
Well, we knew coming into this season that Douglas Willis was a threat on special teams, running that ball back, and he is definitely proving it.
Yes.
Man in motion again is Brogman. Same thing. Going to hand off to Dossie the time. To the left side. Touchdown, Aaron Dossie.
Are we sure that's a touchdown? And we are sure that's a touchdown.
Going to hand off over to Foster. Foster going to lose the ball. Callaway County gets it. Here comes Devin Winchester. Touchdown, Lakers.
Devin Winchester comes out of nowhere. Lucas Stone pops up.
Callaway County trying to work on all year, really wrapping up defensively
yeah.
and tackling and really doing a better job of it tonight.
Yeah, minus two big runs. The Laker all defense has been pretty solid tonight.
Utley back to pass. Interception. Douglas Willis going to get it at the 50, the 45. Run down by...
5:05 remaining. Here comes Future across the center stripe, right side. Passes over to Welter, top of the key. Welter dribbles down, passes to Bumpus. Turns around, shot in the air, no good. Tindall grabs the rebound. Shot in the air, good. Off the glass, gets the foul.
And Trey, knowing that he's got to step up right now.
You just never know. Obviously, Marshall County is going to have to beat Murray High to do that, and that's going to be a big accomplishment. Once again, Evan Elrod joins me in the broadcast booth. Marshall County comes in at 13-10 overall. Callaway County on a two-game losing streak. They are now 16-8 in the region. Their last two losses have been close ones. Well, obviously, against Graves County, close in overtime. They took a dumping against Hickman County down in Hickman County. They need to get off this little slide as they get ready for district tournament play.
I would definitely agree with that completely, and tonight would definitely be the night beating somebody in the district, obviously, and somebody that, as you said, could possibly be in the finals if they knock off Murray, which I believe is totally possible. The last time I saw this Lady Marshall team play, I was very impressed, to be honest about it, and I would not be surprised to see if they knock off Murray.
I tell you what, that's going to be an outstanding ball game next Wednesday night. Obviously, Murray High is going to be in the advantage. Number one, they beat Marshall County twice this year. Number two, it's at Murray High. And I think number two actually outweighs number one a little bit more because beating Marshall County twice this year is in the past. Plus, it makes it difficult to beat a team three times in the season. But Marshall County having to go to Murray High for this district tournament, obviously, that's going to be a tough one them to pull off in that victory. Back to this contest, though, and talking about the Lady Lakers, and on this two-game losing streak, and with the district tournament coming up, it would be a big victory because Marshall County does not want Callaway County to end their season undefeated in the district, and obviously the Lady Lakers would like to accomplish that.
Well, you don't want to end your senior night on a loss like this, definitely. You know, you got your home court advantage finally. You know, you went off the road the last couple of games, but
right.
You lost them because, you know, A, they've been off on a huge layoff. 11 days is a long layoff, and I blame that mostly on the loss of Hickman County. You know, Coach Sibbles doesn't want to point any fingers, but I got to blame that on the 11-day layoff, definitely.
Without a doubt.
And, you know, Graves is just going to be a tough match no matter what you do, and overtime shows you that they were, you know, still recovering a little bit, and they're getting back in their groove, and tonight would be a great night to go ahead and knock off a district team and get a last win for your last home game.
We also welcome in our Charter Communications.
County's gone on a little cold streak, but Callaway hasn't converted as of yet.
Adams kicks it out over to Welter. Three-pointer, top of the key, good.
And Brett Welter buries that. He knew I said that someone's got to step up, and he's being that man tonight. He's got 7 points, leading scorer on our team. This leads down to two.
21-19.
Laker fans letting them hear it.
Here comes Donahue, across the center stripe, picks up his dribble, double team, passes out to Smith. Smith in the paint. Down low pass over to Art. Blocked by Wes Adam. Right side. Passes out to Hargrove. Now over to Tindall. Three-pointer in the air. Good!
And Callaway County has caught a hot streak. looking at. They're usually up by two or three points, and they go into this offense where they can set up good plays.
Three-pointer from Hargrove from the left. Big shot from T.J. Hargrove.
Oh, T.J. Hargrove, a deadly three-point specialist.
Stolen by Brett Welter, and this crowd is going wild. Welter crosses the center stripe. Left side, over to Hargrove. Back over to Welter. Welter just picked off a pass. Quickly crosses the center stripe. Pulls it into the paint by himself. Blocked by Kendall. Goes out of bounds, no foul call. Now over to Spiceland. Stolen by Welter. Welter comes up, layup, good. They're up by 10. 39-20.